said, keeps you composed and confident, even when you get down 10 points that early, that quick?
I think we have a lot of veteran-type guys that understand that it's a long game, and you can't really get down. You can never get too high or too low, and make sure you just keep on fighting. And even though they're up 10 to nothing, we understand that, you know, we put a touchdown on the board and kind of put the pressure on them a little bit, and then the defense makes a stop, and we're able to put seven more points on the board, and we're putting ourselves in better position. And so it's I think it's just veteran leadership and guys really stepping up and understanding that we got to make plays and keep stay resilient, and no matter what happens early on in the game.
Tom said you kind of gave him a heads up on what you wanted to do, and the play resulted in the touchdown pass.
Right. Yeah, it did. We were in the same play earlier on, and the safety came down pretty hard. So I told him in the huddle, you know, if I see this coverage, I'm gonna do that. You know, I'm gonna stutter him and go, and he was fine with it. And you know, luckily we got the coverage and able to get a touchdown on it.
What do you think of the job Julian Edelman did to help out the team playing defense?
Yeah, Julian's done a great job filling in wherever the coaches ask, and it's great to have a versatile guy to step up and play defense or back up on offense, and you know, being able to do all those different things, return punts and play special teams. So you know, it's always the more you can do in the NFL, and he's a living proof of that.
Wes, are you seeing more and more of that in practice from Julian, that you know he can actually be trusted big time situations?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, he's a tough player. He really goes out there and practices hard and plays hard and is really you know, giving his best all the time, and he plays with a lot of energy, and you know, when you do that, it's usually good things happen.
Does Tom Brady ever show you anything new, or do you guys just working on the same basic,
You know, we're always trying to, you know, refine, you know, everything that we do now, and you know, sometimes we try and throw a wrinkle in there every once in a while, but you know, we've gotten to a point where there's just, you know, trying to think of something new from where we are is kind of tough, but we're always trying to come up with, you know, different techniques of different routes, and you know, how we can maybe you know, use a route that we run a lot to help, you know, help that route out by maybe putting a double move to it or different things like that, or you know, things of that nature, just trying to make it as complicated as we can for ourselves.
They get the 10-0 lead, you come back and score three quick touchdowns. What changes, if anything, from being down 10-0 to being not pure and taking over the way you guys did? What changed, if anything, or what clicked, if anything? What, you know?
I think us scoring that first touchdown and moving the ball and understanding what the game was going to be and adjusting the game plan. The coaches did a good job at that and going a lot of empty and things like that, moving the ball down the field. And after we got that first touchdown, then we got the defense to get I believe they got an interception or something like that. And then we were able to make it, 14-10 there, I think a couple of possessions later. But when we did that, you know, it just kind of steamrolled from there, and we were able to, you know, stay on them, and defense had a great goal line stand down there once again. And you know, it all just kind of came together, and we started playing, you know, really good complementary football.
At 83, you head to December now, do you feel more and more pieces of this team's overall game getting to where you wanted to be as a team?
I think we're getting better. It's, you know, as you go through the year, you have new people, new guys, and you know, new things kind of going on, and guys got to come along and play better and step up and different things like that. And I feel like guys have done that for the most part, and it's just something that we got to continue to do and continue to improve, especially late here in the season. But you know, we've improved a lot since, you know, day one, as a lot of teams have.
Thompson seemed pretty fired up after you guys actually settled for a field goal early on. That's typically how he is, right? Or was there something different today about him?
No, I mean, that's Tom, you know. I mean, we want to score touchdowns every time we step out there on the field, and you know, it's not something we want to do, and I had that drop that's, you know, inexcusable to move the chains there, and so we just gotta, you know, stay at it and make sure that, you know, we're trying to score touchdowns every chance we get.
Do you like that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'd rather be that way than aw shucks, you know, or anything like that. But you know, it's great to have, you know, some fire with your quarterback there.
Did you see Leo Hansen cover you at all? Was that kind of interesting?
Yeah, I mean, we go way back to Texas Tech, so we've had a lot of practices together of us, you know, going at it all the time. So it was
saying anything like, you know, I can't believe this is happening.
Not really. I mean,
their defense was, you
know, not till really after the game and stuff. But you know, we didn't really talk. We were just trying to do our jobs out there on the field. And you know, he's a more quiet, reserved type guy, and you know, a great player, and did a good job.
Thank you very much, Paul.
All right, thank you all.
Thanks, guys.